Hello and welcome to the Muni Lowdown. My name is Paul Graves and I'm the managing editor for DebtWire Municipals. Today's podcast title is Climate Complexities. Joining me today is Kunal Kamal, a journalist on our team to provide an overview of the burgeoning risk to municipal bonds due to climate and weather events. Kunal, welcome back to the podcast.
Hello, Paul. Thanks for having me again.
So this podcast is going to set the table for future episodes on the multifaceted challenges that the increasing frequency and severity of climate and weather events present. Let's begin with some basics and get some definitions out of the way. We turn to the Environmental Protection Agency, also known as the EPA, and the National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration, also known as NOAA, for guidance. So when we're talking about climate and weather events, these include wind, wildfires, floods, storms, heat waves, and droughts. These events can have devastating consequences for local communities, damaging infrastructure, and eroding a municipality's long-term ability to generate revenue. And when we think of climate, we're talking about the long-term average of the weather in a given place, such as average temperatures and sea levels rising. And when we think of weather, that's the state of the atmosphere at any given time and place, such as heat waves, wind, and storms. And when we think of specifically about infrastructure, certain types of infrastructure we want you to keep in mind, bridges, roads, ports, electrical grids, airport runways, mass transit systems, and hospitals. So with that backdrop, Kunal, can you give us an understanding of how climate and weather events are affecting the economy in the United States?
Absolutely, Paul. The impact of climate change on municipalities is multidimensional and far-reaching. First, we have the escalating economic costs in the immediate aftermath of these events. According to the NOAA, the cost of climate and weather disasters in the U.S. last year exceeded $165 billion, making it the third most expensive year on record. In 2023, just as of September 11, there have been 23 confirmed weather or climate disaster events with losses exceeding $1 billion for each. These staggering figures, however, don't fully encompass the devastation caused by the lives lost, healthcare challenges, and the disruption to American families and communities. As temperatures continue to rise, leading to more severe heat waves, coastal flooding worsened by sea level rise, and an increase in natural disasters, the economic costs of climate risk are poised to keep rising in the coming years. So in the longer term, recent research indicates that climate change could result in an annual expenditure impact of up to $134 billion for just six types of disasters, with potential for as much as $2 trillion in lost revenue annually by the end of the century. Another report analyzed how climate change could affect 22 different sectors of the U.S. economy under two different temperature scenarios, a 2.8 degree rise and a 4.5 degree Celsius rise by the year 2100. So in the worst case scenario, climate change impacts on these sectors could cost the U.S. more than $500 billion annually. Even if we can limit the warming to 2.8 degrees Celsius, it would just cost $224 billion less in economic costs. However, regardless of the scenario, the US is set to suffer significant economic losses due to climate change, second only to India, Paul.
So we've seen some alarming climate-related events in recent years, and especially this year. For example, last Friday on September 29th, we saw a flash flood that paralyzed parts of New York City, in particular the mass transit system. A few months ago in New York City, from about 400 miles away in Canada, we had wildfires that ended up turning the New York City air into orange and caused a bit of hysteria and a bit of an apocalyptic kind of look to the city with these orange skies. And as we discussed in our previous episode on Hawaiian Electric Industries concerning the Maui wildfires, you can see that climate change is definitely going to play a big role in what happens in cities and counties across the country. So, Kunal, can you touch upon these extreme weather events and their impact on municipal credits?
Paul, so just this summer saw global average temperatures that were unprecedented. June set a record for the hottest June. Then July set a record not just for the hottest July, but for the hottest month ever since record keeping began in the 19th century. August came in second to the all-time record. The results were deadly heat waves, overheated ocean waters, and massive wildfires. And this was all while the southwestern US was reeling from record rainfall and extensive flooding from a rare tropical storm. Climate scientists also say it's an all-too-real look at how global warming increases the risks and consequences of the deadly events. Repercussions of these events on municipal credits are multidimensional and multifaceted.
So, Kunal, what are the major challenges presented by climate and weather risk?
First of all, we have physical impact on the municipalities, right? These events wreak havoc on the local infrastructure, from roads and bridges to sewage systems and power grids. Municipalities often bear the burden of recovery and repair costs, which can be astronomical and strain their financial resources. Climate change can also disrupt transportation systems. High temperature can hinder plane takeoffs or even prevent them due to reduced air density or heated tarmac. Similar challenges may affect rail and road infrastructure as well. For example, Phoenix Sky Harbor International Airport could lose money in the future because of climate change and extreme weather. This is something that was disclosed by the city in May in a financial disclosure. Extreme heat has already grounded planes on three separate occasions in the airport's history, in 1990, in 2013, and in 2017, when temperatures hit more than 110, 115 degrees. And even beyond the immediate costs of disaster response and recovery, there are economic repercussions which are long-term. For example, decreased property values due to recurrent flooding, declining tourism in areas vulnerable to wildfires and heat waves, and increased insurance premiums all chip away at a municipality's revenue base. Third, climate change also exacerbates resource management challenges. For example, prolonged droughts may force municipalities to invest in costly water conservation measures or alternative water sources, further impacting their budgets. And Paul, as areas become less habitable due to climate change related issues, population migration patterns might shift. This can affect municipalities' tax base as well as place additional strain on social resources and social services. And finally, municipalities are increasingly subject to legal and regulatory pressures related to climate change. Adaption and mitigation planning will be key. They may be required to adopt new building codes, emission standards, or climate adaptation plans, all of which come with additional costs and potential legal liabilities.
So, Kunal, part of what prompted this podcast and a series of future podcasts we're going to do around climate and weather risk is that it seems like there's a change now in terms of the big thing in the municipal market used to be incremental credit risk or incremental credit deterioration that can happen over time. And now with climate and weather risk, we're introducing something where there could be a catastrophic risk, but you can't necessarily predict when that catastrophic event is going to occur. But it certainly seems like you need to be proactive in preparing for the potential of a catastrophic event. And it certainly seems like from the things you've been saying that having a resilient infrastructure and having resilience education is going to be important for city planners, emergency managers, and educators to understand and prepare for future climate and weather risks. But let's specifically talk about what are the potential issues that come up and affect municipal bonds.
I think there are five key factors which we can talk about here. First is the credit rating vulnerability. Then we have risk pricing. Third, we have market volatility. Then implications on insurance and liability. And finally, investor perception. First of all, the increased exposure to climate risks can lead to a public sector credit receiving a lower rating. Right. The credit rating agencies are taking climate risk assessments more seriously, and a downgraded credit can result in higher borrowing costs for municipalities. This in turn may deter investors. And more investors are now incorporating climate risk into their pricing models for municipal bonds. Bonds from municipalities in climate vulnerable areas may see higher yields to compensate for the added risk. This means investors might demand higher returns to invest in such bonds, potentially increasing borrowing costs for municipalities. And this is not just something we think of. This has been shown by a recent research by Tim Johnson and co-writers of University of Illinois Urbana-Champaign, which highlighted that communities exposed to heat stress pay more to borrow on the municipal bond market. The research argues that heat stress is the primary channel through which climate change damages the economy, leading to increased energy expenditures, higher mortality rates, increased wildfires, and decreased labor productivity. This is especially important because more than 70% of municipal bonds are owned by individuals, often through mutual funds, and roughly 40% of municipal bond interest is paid by households with an annual income of less than $200,000. Third, Paul, climate change-related events can also lead to market volatility. For instance, a city hit by a major hurricane may experience market uncertainty, affecting the trading and valuation of its bonds. In fact, in examining how and when natural disasters affect muni bonds, in fact, by studying more than 2,000 extreme weather events between 2005 and 2018, researchers at Georgetown University found that substantial price effects materialize in the weeks following a natural disaster. The average decline in returns is 31 basis points over 20 weeks following a disaster. And then municipalities may also face increased insurance premiums due to climate risk. Moreover, they could be exposed to liability claims related to inadequate climate preparedness or damage caused by climate events. In all these factors can affect their financial stability. For example, already home and car insurers in certain coastal states such as Florida and California have either stopped writing new policies or exited those markets. This also raises the question of whether other insurance sectors like bond insurance would consider limiting their exposure to coastal credits. And finally, investor perception of climate change risk is also crucial. Municipalities perceived as proactive in addressing climate risks may be more attractive to investors, while those perceived as lagging in adaptation efforts may face challenges in attracting investment. There will be a need for better disclosure on climate and weather risks that municipal credit face as time goes by.
Well, thanks, Kunal, for those valuable insights and real-world examples. Moving forward, we'll delve deeper into the implications of weather and climate risk on municipal bonds and strategies for navigating these challenges. To our audience, I hope you found this podcast to be informative. Please support us by liking, sharing, and/or subscribing to Apple Podcasts or Spotify. Until the next time, thanks for joining us on the Muni Lowdown.